a good job, Brent Speed. It was a great game last night. That audio thanks to Fox Sports. Melbourne victory, one of its really good victories of this season. And I wonder whether Reece Williams rates it as one of the really good ones that he's been part of, Melbourne victory defender, and what a stout job they did last night against Kawasaki. Reece Williams joins us on the show. Congratulations, mate. It was a hell of a win.
Yeah, it was. Thanks, guys. Thank you for having me as well. No, it was a great win, you know. I think we needed it. That's four undefeated now, which is nice. But you know what? It'll mean nothing if we don't progress through the group.
It's true. It wasn't going to be what it was until, you know, Costa found the way sort of through that near post. But you wouldn't have been in a position, Reece, to get a one-goal win, you know, so tight at the end of it had it not been, you know, for your back four or five who did what they did with the help of those defensive midfielders, but also Lawrence Thomas's job last night. We spoke to Bozza before. There was some world-class work that he did last night in goal for you guys.
Yeah, you know, he's a quality player. Everyone knows that. We thought we'd let a few shots through to give him something to do. But he matched everything that got thrown at him. And the boys at the back who played alongside me were brilliant as well. You know, they're still learning the game. They're still quite young, and it was good to see him get clean sheet in such a big stage.
Reece, how highly do you rate Thomas Deng?
Do you know what? Dengie's going to be a great player. He already is, you know. He's got the hunger. He's got the attitude. He's got the aggression you need for a defender. Same as Donks, Donicky.
Yep.
You know, they're both unbelievable. They're both, you know, I can feel lucky to have a centre-back spot of my own with them two breathing down my neck, you know. So it just shows the quality in depth we have with three of us there. But both of them are going to be star players in this A-League, and hopefully they can move on.
So how highly did you rate that performance? A quality opposition, you know, big budget, you know, huge salary cap spend that they have available to them, deep squad, big game, obviously. How highly did you rate that performance last night?
Ah, it's great, you know. It just shows that money's not everything in football, you know. As long as you've got a team that can play together, then who cares what you spend? Obviously, they're the champions of Japan, and we know why. They're unbelievable. It's one of the toughest games I've played. Playing there and obviously coming back to Melbourne, it was tough, but all credit to the boys. We dug deep, and the good thing was with the A-League fixtures as they are, we got a bit more rest time, which ultimately I felt did help later on in the game.
Take us inside the rooms after, Reece. We've spent a bit of time today, and they have earlier this morning. Kevin Muscat on breakfast got asked about, you know, the kind of byplay between he and Bess when Berisha came off the ground last night. I don't know whether you cast an eye over the veteran striker and the coach last night, but was in the rooms when the rest of us, you know, couldn't see what was going on. Was there? Did they come together and have a chat? As far as you could tell,
I don't know. I think I had my head down because I was so tired.
Right.
I think a lot of the boys as well, to be honest. But no, you know, it's a team game. You know, everyone's upset when they get brought off, and if he was upset that he gets brought off, then he'll get over it. We've got a big game on Sunday, and like we all say, it's a team game. We need everyone to pull in the same direction, and Bess is no different, you know. He's for the team. And he might have just been upset that he got brought off in such a big game.
I guess the great players want to have a say in matches like that, don't they? They want to be able to feel like they can influence the outcome of a result, so they don't want to be taken off because they think they've got something to offer between whenever they are taken off and the 90th minute.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the way it is. Everyone wants to play every minute they can. No one likes to be brought off, and Bess is the same. But I'm sure they're fine. You know, that's part of the game. You can't keep everyone happy. And like the boss has said as well, it's a team game, and we need everyone pulling in the same direction.
Talking to Reece Williams, part of a really outstanding Melbourne Victory team last night to get a vital 3 points in the Asian Champions League. The one thing about that last night, Reece, despite the, you know, the focus that a lot of us had on Bess Upbrisher when he came off, what happened after was exactly what your boss, as you say, would have been hoping to get to. The injection of enthusiasm, pace and run that he got out of the two players he brought on was absolutely perfect.
Yeah, I think it is, you know, and that's with all due credit to the boys, you know, that's what they're in the team to do. They're still young boys. They're trying to stake a claim to start. So they need to come on and produce stuff like they did, you know. They need to have an impact on the game, and I thought all three of them did. I thought Big Kenny up front was a different type of player to Bess, and I feel like the Japanese didn't know how to deal with him. And the two other boys, you know, they're full of legs. They kept running for us. And ultimately, we needed them to push that game to the end.
Hey, Reece, before we let you go, and we wish you all the very best on the weekend, and hopefully this form upswing that you seem to be experiencing recent weeks continues. It's going to be a fascinating end of the A-League season, and as you said before, a big game on the weekend. But before I let you go, are you a kind of big picture guy? Do you look at, you know, do you sort of buy into the conversations about the future direction of the A-League? Are you one of those sort of guys who is a bit of a fan of those kind of chats?
No, not really. I think personally, looking at my injury record, you just don't know what's around the corner. So you just take every day, every week as it comes. Think the way that's the way I have to look at things after what's happened.
But we had Mark Bosnich on before, who's got his expansion plan. We're calling it the Bozza Blueprint. And there's a whole lot of things to it. But one thing he does recommend, Reece, is that the A-League reverts back to a winter competition to be played between March and November. Allows you players to play at the sort of intensity. You're not trying to battle 35, 40 degree temperatures on match day occasionally, and you can play the sort of footy you want to play. Would you like to see it a more traditional winter league, or it's something that doesn't bother you?
Yeah, of course. Football is a winter sport, and it's always been like that all across Europe, all across everywhere. It's a winter sport. But in this country, it's still growing, and, you know, we have to fight with the codes of rugby, with footy, and that's their busiest period as well. So it's all about the fan base and the TVs. But yeah, I'd like to see a change, but I can't see that happening.
Well, mate, it was a game last night that deserved more in the stadium than the just shy 7,000 that were there, and hopefully there are a lot of people watching it on the telly, because it was a hell of a performance by you and your team. Well played. Thanks for joining us. Good luck on the weekend, and good luck with the rest of the A-League season.
No problem. Thank you, boys, for having me, and take care. I'll see you soon.